Level 1. Listening Section Part 1. Conversation 1.
Hey, do you have a moment? We need to talk about the schedule for next week. It seems we have a little mix-up with the staff schedule.
Sure. What's the issue?
Well, it looks like the other part-time staff and I are scheduled to be off next Wednesday. That leaves your class and the toddler's class understaffed.
Oh, that's not good. We should definitely rearrange that. Do you think one of you could switch your day off?
Possibly. I can ask her if she's flexible. If not, I might be able to swap my day off. We need to ensure we maintain the required teacher-to-child ratio at all times.
Absolutely. Let's make sure we sort this out today. Safety and compliance are our top priorities. Meanwhile, I'll check to see if anyone can come in as a substitute.
Great idea. I'll also draft a quick email to the director explaining the situation and our proposed solutions. Hopefully, we can get this approved quickly.
Thanks for taking the lead on this. It's important we handle these scheduling conflicts promptly to keep everything running smoothly.
No problem. I'll update you as soon as I get a response. We should also prepare a backup plan in case no one can switch or substitute. Let's make sure all the teachers are informed about the possible changes.
Agreed. Communication is key. I'll let everyone know to stay alert for any updates.
Perfect. We'll get this sorted out. Thanks for your help.
Question 1. One. Adjusting the activity schedule. 2. Correcting a scheduling error. 3. Resolving a payment dispute. 4. Planning a new curriculum. Question 2. One. Classes would be canceled. Two. Safety and ratio standards might be compromised. Three. Children would miss a field trip. Four. Staff would receive extra vacation time. Question 3. One. She plans to rewrite the entire staff schedule. Two. She intends to contact the school board. Three. She will send an explanatory email to the director. Four. She suggests holding a staff meeting.
Conversation 2.
Hello, thank you for meeting with me. I've noticed Kevin has become quite withdrawn during group activities recently.
Yes, I've seen similar behavior at home. What do you think is causing this?
Changes at home or school can affect children. Has anything changed in his routine or family life?
His sister started middle school and they're not spending as much time together anymore.
That could be impacting him. Perhaps encouraging him to express his feelings about this change could help. We'll provide additional support at school as well.
I'll talk to him about it. Thank you for your support.
Let's keep in touch on this. It's important he feels supported. We can arrange for him to spend more time with a favorite activity or friend during the day. We'll also keep an eye on him during transitions to make sure he's adjusting well. If you notice any other changes at home, please let us know.
Will do. I really appreciate you being so supportive.
Question 4. 1. To discuss Kevin's academic performance. 2. To talk about Kevin's altered behavior. 3. To plan Kevin's future school activities. 4. To introduce a new school program. Question 5. One. He has started a new hobby. 2. His daily school routine has changed. 3. His sister has begun attending junior high school. 4. He has moved to a new house. Question 6. One. Engaging in more physical activities. 2. Encouraging him to express his emotions. 3. Implementing stricter school rules. 4. Increasing his homework load. Question 7. One. Speak with Kevin about his feelings. 2. Monitor Kevin's behavior more closely at home. 3. Arrange weekly meetings with the teacher. 4. Transfer Kevin to another school.
Conversation 3.
Hi, it looks like you are having fun playing with the blocks today.
Yes, I was making a big castle. It's really tall.
It looks amazing. I saw that Lisa wanted to play too. What do you think about asking her to help make it even bigger?
But I started it by myself.
That's true, and you did a great job. Maybe Lisa has some secret ideas that could make your castle even bigger. Should we ask her what her idea is?
Really? She can make it bigger?
Well, we don't know yet. We have to ask her first. When we work together, we can build bigger things and come up with new ideas. Plus, it's nice to have a friend to work with, isn't it?
Okay, I can ask her to help. Maybe she can build the gate.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm sure Lisa will be excited to join you.
Question 8. One. Lisa was feeling left out. Two. Lisa could contribute additional creative ideas. Three. Lisa was better at building. 4. Lisa had requested to be in charge. Question 9. 1. Excited and eager. 2. Hesitant because she started the project alone. 3. Indifferent to Lisa's participation. 4. Upset and angry. Question 10. 1. To help decorate it. 2. To organize the blocks. 3. To construct the gate. 4. To supervise the build.
Listening Section Part 2. Passage 1.
One of the prevalent challenges faced by preschools today involves managing children's allergies, particularly nut allergies, which are among the most dangerous due to their potential to cause severe reactions. Preschools must adopt rigorous policies to ensure the safety of all students. At some preschools, a policy has been implemented requiring parents to declare any known allergies upon their child's enrollment. The school's kitchen staff is trained in preparing allergen-free meals and snacks, and all food brought from home must be clearly labeled and nut-free. Despite these precautions, incidents can still occur. Last month in one preschool, a child accidentally shared a snack containing almond paste with a classmate allergic to nuts. Fortunately, the staff's swift response and immediate administration of an EpiPen prevented a serious crisis. This incident highlighted the ongoing need for vigilance and reinforced the importance of allergy education among both children and parents. To further enhance safety, it is also important to conduct regular workshops for staff and parents, focusing on allergy awareness and emergency procedures. Children should also be taught the importance of not sharing their food and asking an adult if they are unsure about the safety of consuming a particular item. Additionally, schools can benefit from having visual aids, such as posters, around the classroom to remind children about allergy safety. Another effective measure is the creation of a comprehensive emergency action plan tailored for allergic reactions, which should be reviewed and practiced regularly. This plan should include steps for immediate response, parent notification, and follow-up care. By maintaining an up-to-date and well-practiced plan, schools can ensure they are prepared to handle any allergic reactions swiftly and effectively. Moreover, collaboration with healthcare professionals can provide schools with updated information on managing allergies. Regular consultations with allergists or pediatricians can help in refining school policies and keeping staff informed about the latest best practices. This proactive approach not only enhances the safety of children with allergies but also builds a community of awareness and support within the school environment.
Question 11. One. Monitoring children's dietary preferences. Two. Managing children's allergies, especially nut allergies. Three. Teaching children about nutritional values. Four. Encouraging children to eat school meals. Question 12. 1. To submit a health certificate. 2. To provide a diet chart. 3. To disclose any known allergies their children have. 4. To pledge adherence to the school's health policies. Question 13. One. They called for medical help from a hospital. Two. They immediately used an EpiPen on the affected child. Three. They isolated the child from the group. Four. They alerted all the parents about the incident. Question 14. 1. To educate staff and parents about allergy symptoms and emergency response. 2. To discuss meal planning and dietary needs. 3. To train children in basic first aid. 4. To update school policies and procedures. Question 15. 1. To avoid eating anything provided by the school. 2. To bring their own food from home. 3. To not share their food and consult an adult if unsure about food safety. 4. To learn all the names of common allergens.
Passage 2.
In daycare and preschool settings, nurturing social and emotional development in young children is paramount for their overall well-being and future success. There are many effective strategies available to support this crucial aspect of their growth. This includes emotion recognition, conflict resolution, empathy building, self-regulation techniques, along with others. It is important to teach children positive ways to resolve conflicts and negotiate with their peers. Encourage active listening, empathy, and compromise through role-playing activities and guided discussions, fostering their interpersonal skills and conflict resolution abilities. Foster secure attachments by providing a nurturing and responsive environment where children feel safe, loved, and valued is also essential. Establish routines, provide consistent care and affection, and offer plenty of opportunities for one-on-one interactions to strengthen the bond between children and caregivers. Caregivers should recognize and reinforce positive behaviors to cultivate a supportive and encouraging classroom environment. Praise children for their efforts, kindness, and cooperation, and celebrate their achievements to boost their self-esteem and motivation. By incorporating these strategies into your daily interactions with young children, you can create a nurturing and supportive environment that promotes their social and emotional development, laying a strong foundation for their future well-being and success.
Question 16. One. Cognitive development. 2. Physical fitness. 3. Social and emotional development. 4. Academic achievement. Question 17. 1. Emotion recognition. 2. Conflict avoidance. 3. Empathy building. 4. Self-regulation techniques. Question 18. 1. To encourage competition. 2. To develop interpersonal skills and conflict resolution abilities. 3. To promote isolation. 4. To discourage social interactions. Question 19. 1. Providing inconsistent care and affection. 2. Creating an unpredictable environment. 3. Establishing routines and offering consistent care and affection. 4. Minimizing one-on-one interactions. Question 20. 1. It promotes a competitive classroom environment. 2. It boosts children's self-esteem and motivation. 3. It fosters a culture of punishment. 4. It discourages children from expressing their emotions.
Passage 3.
Hello, parents and guardians. We are thrilled to inform you that next week, our daycare will be celebrating International Culture Week. Each day, we will explore different countries and their unique traditions through various activities. Here's what we have planned. Monday, Food Fiesta, children will taste snacks from around the world. Tuesday, Traditional Tale Time, storytelling sessions featuring folk tales from diverse cultures. Wednesday, World Music Day, dance and music activities highlighting international rhythms. Thursday, Art Around the World, art projects inspired by different countries. Friday, Costume Carnival, children are invited to wear an outfit that represents a country or culture. We encourage all children to participate and learn more about the wonderful diversity of our world. It's a fantastic opportunity for them to gain appreciation for different cultures. Additionally, we invite parents to share any cultural artifacts or stories from their own backgrounds to enrich our exploration. This week will not only celebrate diversity but also promote understanding and respect for different cultures among our young learners. We hope this immersive experience will spark curiosity and broaden their worldview in a meaningful way. Looking forward to a week filled with learning and fun.
Question 21. 1. Environmental Awareness Week. 2. International Culture Week. 3. Health and Wellness Week. 4. Science and Discovery Week. Question 22. One. Sampling global delicacies. Two. Painting world landmarks. Three. Playing international sports. Four. Reading world history. Question 23. 1. Screening of international films. 2. Recitation of global poetry. 3. Narration of international folk stories. 4. Performance of foreign language songs. Question 24. 1. Creating crafts based on international influences. 2. Writing essays on different cultures. 3. Conducting experiments related to global climates. 4. Organizing a multicultural fashion show. Question 25. 1. Bring a traditional toy from different cultures. 2. Wear traditional attire from various nations. 3. Prepare a dish from their ancestral homeland. 4. Present a report on their favorite country.